it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who was the man in the hat who disappeared into the bookcase?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So if you have a real ghost story, you could super easy share it with us. You can call it in 855-853-4802, or you could write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And then if you would like to become a premium subscriber, you will listen without the commercials. You'll get advanced episodes and access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon's here today.
I am here today. Hey, how you doing?
Good. I had a little trauma this morning.
No. And so, happened?
Although it's self-inflicted in a way. Because So I decided to take my dog today. I took my dog to my new dog to the vet for the first time.
Benji.
Mr. Benjamin.
Benji.
Mm-hmm. And Benjamin. He has so many
Benjamin.
Nicknames.
Benjamin.
And
I'd say his Roman name is Benjamus Maximus.
He doesn't have a gunfighter name yet.
Not yet, but we'll
Benji
get one for
Benji Slinger.
It.
I don't know. Benji.
We'll come up with one.
Rootin' Tootin'. I don't know. Anyway, he needs a gunslinger name. But anyway, my young cat needs a shot. And so I'm like, can I just bring him in at the same time? They said, sure. So I got this new kitty carrier. And I load Izzy up into the cat carrier. He is unhappy immediately. He is making the most demonic sounds you've ever heard.
Oh.
You don't even know cats can make this sound. It is so loud. And it's 20 minutes to my vet and 20 minutes home. And I'm about 10 minutes there. So I'm about halfway. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, my head. I've got this headache because he's like, Ree!
No.
It was like this loud, traumatic, demonic sort of cat screeching.
Oh.
And so with this new cat carrier, I neglected to check the very top. It looked zipped, but it wasn't. Mm-hmm. So Izzy gets out of the cat carrier while I'm driving down the street and is like freaking out.
Oh,
and going from the front of the car to the back of the car on top of my head. And I'm like
on top of your head?
Like it was just trying to get out.
Yeah.
He was like traumatized. So then I'm like, he quit the screeching sound, but I'm like, maybe I can make it work like this. But then I've got to get on the highway to get there. And I'm like, that's going to be a little bit dangerous, maybe with a crazy cat on the loose. Benji, in the meantime, is being traumatized himself because he's like, what is going on? I don't know what to make of this. So then all of a sudden it hit me. I'm like, okay, if I get all the way to the vet and what do I do? If I open the door, is he just going to run? Like, can I catch him in time? I don't know that I could. So I had to turn around and go home. And then I drove into my garage before I opened the door and let him out.
Because you know, that was a good idea. Because I thought of that when you were telling the story. I thought, what happens when you open the door?
I know. I was like, he's not going to be in his own neighborhood. I'm never going to see him again. So then I'm asking my vet. I said, how do I even bring him in? And my vet says, you check the damn. My vet is so honest. He's like, you check the damn zippers on your cat carrier and you bring your cat in. And I'm like, you're neglecting to mention the trauma. Like, and the headache, 20 minutes of this sound that's not even human. It's demonic.
They can make the weirdest sounds. They can sound like babies crying or all sorts of things. Like, you think, what is that?
I was like, if anybody is next to me at a stoplight, it's coming through my car. You know, people walking across the street have to be like, where is the demonic sound coming from? I can't figure it out. Oh, maybe it's the cat that's on that woman's head right now.
I had a bit I loved in Texas. And when I'd go in, you'd talk to him. What should I do about this? What should I do about that? You know, how do I get him in here? Whatever. And he would always say, well, if this was my dog, you know, and then he'd tell me what he'd do every single time. So I'd always laugh. I'd say, okay, so pretend this is your dog. He'd go, okay, well, if this is my dog, I'd do da 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 da. So I always do that all the time. If this was my dog.
Call him and see, hey, if you had a cat.
If this is my cat.
So if anybody has some great suggestions, he did tell me there's like this calming spray and also suggested it for Benji and his storm anxiety.
But interesting. I didn't even know about this magic spray dust thing.
But I used it for my dog, Adaptil, and I didn't realize like they make a collar for a dog and it's a scent. And apparently there's a spray that I can use for cats. And so when Buddy got really old and he was pacing all night long, plug this in the wall by where he sleeps, and dang if it didn't help. Now, I've talked to other people, it helped, and if somebody goes, what is that, Carol? And then they try it and it didn't help, I apologize in advance, but it worked wonders for me, so I don't know. I'm going to try it with my cat, but I don't think anything.
Interesting.
Other than an exorcism.
Yeah, and if all else fails, put a big hat over your head with big ears, and then you'll knock out the sound. And in the meantime, you can tell us about a man with a hat that walks into a bookcase.
All right, I will. So it says, it was a Sunday night. One of my best friends had been out drinking that day, and he called me several times throughout the afternoon. He seemed lonely and convinced me to go to his house to hang out with him and his coworker. He lives in a beautiful neighborhood lined with colorful rows of old Victorian homes. We'd spent many a night talking for hours on the creaky porch of his historical house, looking at the skyline. He always felt his house was haunted and suspected the ghost was an older man. The previous summer, we were play wrestling on the couch when we heard a loud bang on the wall right next to our heads. He looked at me and said with complete seriousness, that wasn't me. We were home alone and neither of us hit the wall nor the couch. I figured it was plumbing or someone outside and never thought about the ghost again until this particular night. You know, that's true too. When you hear something like that, you're going to come up with a million explanations for the things it might have been. You shouldn't go right to paranormal.
If it's not your house... You're not used to the noises. You just think, you know.
It's an old house.
Mm-hmm.
We hung out for the next few hours, but he was the only one drinking. As the night wound down, he ended up draped over the toilet, completely drunk and incoherent.
I don't know.
After his coworker left, I went into the bathroom to take care of my dear friend, and he asked me to sit and talk with him. We'd had quite an emotional relationship in the years since we'd met, full of love, but also confusion for me. I had fallen hard for him, but didn't want to ruin our friendship, and he had no clue. But that night, as he was lying on the bathroom floor, he said he was so in love with me that he was terrified and asked if I wanted to be in love with him too. He also said he wanted to be with me all the time, but I always disappeared, which was how I felt about him. I didn't respond and chose to dismiss it. I figured it was drunken rambling. That's probably a good idea. I spent the next hour trying to get him across the house to his bedroom. Oh my God. Remember these friends? It's like, my God, you are exhausting.
Oh, they are, yes.
Because then, you know, like, yeah, I love you too. In fact, I had a similar scenario once years ago, and then he remembered none of it. And I suspect this. I did not write this letter, by the way.
I know.
Although I think I could have.
Kathy, I love you. I love you.
It's like, you're so drunk.
Yeah.
But this next line, I spent the next hour trying to get him across the house to his bedroom so he could sleep it off. my God. Then you don't want to leave him because it's like so drunk. What are they going to, they're so drunk. What are they going to do?
Yeah, that's true. They could hurt themselves.
Mm-hmm. Not only did the conversation make me uncomfortable and confused, but dragging a drunk friend almost twice your size was difficult to say the least. Finally, I got him to his bedroom, but he collapsed to the ground. As he lay on the floor, I sat next to him, now exasperated, but still very concerned. I'd never seen him like this. I wanted nothing more than to get him tucked into bed and head home to my own bed. He asked for more water, so I went to refill his glass for the 100th time that night. Then as I walked back to his room, I saw it. The man. Through the doorway, I saw a figure on the other side of my friend's still reclined body. It was a distinct outline of a tall man wearing a wide-brimmed hat, standing there as if he were waiting for me to return. The apparition looked like rigid, levitating static, with no distinct features or lines, but like a shadow with an extra dimension. That is a very interesting sentence. Mm-hmm. It looked like a rigid, static. Levitating static with no distinct features or lines, but like a shadow with an extra dimension.
Hmm, okay.
I'm trying to like even think what that would look like, and I can't really. It says the man didn't walk away or come towards me. His outline just dissipated into the bookcase behind him. And my friend, still lying on his bedroom floor, was oblivious. I delivered the glass of water and finally got my friend into bed. And as I sat with him, he started to nod off. And then he woke up and begged me not to leave. Of course. That was the only moment I was afraid when I had to leave his old dark house alone. Once I locked the front door, I ran to my car, afraid to look back. The next morning, my friend called me to apologize for that night in his own roundabout way, and I told him about the man. I couldn't tell if he didn't believe me or didn't want to believe me, but he insisted that I must have been tired and seeing things until I told him about the man's hat. My friend was obviously startled and perhaps even spooked, but during our conversation, I didn't once mention his drunken declaration of love in the bathroom and still haven't to this day. I'd been to the house several times after that night, but never saw the man again. My friend and I have since drifted apart, mostly because of my feelings for him started to complicate our friendship and even made it painful at times. But I can't help but wonder why the ghost man came to me that night. Was he trying to tell me something? Did he want to protect my friend from me or the other way around? Did he appear to me in order to keep me away or to keep me there? Or could it simply be that our highly charged emotional energy made the ghost man manifest? Callie. There's some interesting kind of explanations for it. It could have just been nothing more than, you know, maybe the man was like, hey, I got him. He's drunk. I'll watch over him.
While you go get the water.
Yeah. But the other weird thing, the things that aren't weird are the drunk friend. And I'm glad that I'm kind of glad that they kind of separated ways because it didn't seem like a healthy relationship.
No.
Just at least in this story, maybe they had other great times. But, you know, if it's painful at times, it's not a healthy relationship. But there was a line that, oh, the man's hat. It said, he insisted I must have been tired and seeing things until I told him about the man's hat. My friend was obviously startled and perhaps even spooked, but doesn't go into why.
Yeah, but doesn't explain why that the hat changed the friend's mind.
Like, I would like to say, you know, did you follow up with him? Did you say, why did the hat bother you? Have you seen a man with a hat? Or maybe he had a loved one, like a grandfather, who always wore a hat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting. That, because I would like to know what it was about the hat that made him stop and then act like he maybe believed it then. Interesting. Had and he in there had been times where before he'd kind of alluded to where things happened in the house.
Yeah, because he said at the very beginning, or she had said at the beginning of that, he always felt his house was haunted and suspected the ghost was an older man. Okay. So that definitely is in line with what he... So it makes me think he had seen it.
But why would you even question it then? If somebody says, I saw a man. If he always thought there was an older man ghost, he would go, exactly. Oh my gosh, you saw the ghost last night?
Well, but then he was really hungover.
Well,
the
that's
next
true.
Day. He's that's like, true. He's probably like on a time delay. Like, So I don't know. I think any of the explanations that she gave, like, you know, it could have been he was trying to protect her from her friend. It could have been that the ghost man was watching out over the drunken friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe the ghost man was concerned for her that, you know, it wasn't a good situation for her to be in. It could be any of those things.
Yeah, and you know, I'm trying to get in my head this whole like static kind of look that they were talking about. Do you think it was something like in Star Trek when the teleporter doesn't quite work right?
And yeah, of course,
they kind
Kathy.
Of try to beam them in and they can't quite. And so they kind of are sort of in and sort of out.
And I said that smart-ass way, of course, Kathy, because she knows I know nothing about Star Trek or Star Wars or
but
any of
my
it.
Star but Trek kinda, friends out there,
I kinda
don't
remember
you think when
that.
They try to beam them up and then something happens on the ship and they can't quite get them on there and, you know, they're you kind of see them, you kind of, and it's a staticky kind of look to it. That's what I kept thinking when they were describing it.
That could be it in kind of a multidimensional way.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like a flat apparition.
Right. That's what I'm going with. I'm going with teleporter problems.
In
that
the
they couldn't get them.
In the afterlife.
Yeah.
What was it? Oh, Captain Kirk. We have teleporter
Captain
problems.
Kirk. Right.
I don't know. I think that... It's interesting, you know, people will go their whole lives without seeing an apparition like that. And, you know, to see one, I think would be terrifying. But yet she still hung out and took care of her friends till she was able to go.
Yeah, they went. She walked right on into the room with it. So that's kind of
I think I'd have made
courageous.
It to the doorway and just thrown it on him and said, dude, wake up.
Yeah, here's some water.
Sleep
now,
on the
up.
Floor all night. I'm over it.
Yeah, I'm, yeah.
Ooh. Well, here's another story.
Okay.
It's Rebecca from San Diego, California. How are you? I wanted to say that I love your show. I listen to you on my commute during the mornings and the evenings. And if I'm at home cooking or relaxing, I've told friends about it and coworkers as well. I've called in before and I've also written in and I have yet to hear a story on the air. I wanted to share something that happened right now during my lunch break. I'm actually walking around campus and I'm a little nervous, because of the strange coincidence, let's call it. So I have a best friend named Karina. And I've known Karina for like 20 years now, since seventh grade in junior high. She was my very first friend in junior high. And we've always said that we're like sisters from another mister. It's kind of like the joke that we have. She had an older brother named Juan. And Juan passed about, I want to say maybe 5-7 years ago from a potential drug overdose. And he was young. He was 41. And he had been sober for 7-8 years. And I believe, apparently he may have gotten back and started using. And so he passed. Not many details were given, but at the time he did have a Facebook. I wasn't friends with him on Facebook. And so, you know, he's Karina's brother. He wasn't really around much. But I am very close with her family and, but not Juan, her brother. So. As everyone else or as most people do during their lunch break or breaks or when they have some downtime, they check their social media. So right now it's 12 o'clock noon. almost 1 o'clock actually here in San Diego, California on a Thursday. And like everyone else, I just decided to check my Facebook and I have a friend request from a Juan along with his middle name and last name with no picture. That was requested to me about 4 hours ago while listening to your show on my way to work, if you think of the timeline there. So I just, it was so weird, right? So I just kind of screenshot it and I send it to Karina at a first instinct. And I said, look, I said, I have a friend request by someone with no picture with exactly your brother's name. And so she just texted back. She's also a nurse and she texted back and she says, oh, I'm in clinic. That's weird. Maybe. And she laughed out loud. Like she's, you know, she's healed from it already. And so I decide to actually click on his name and I access his page and the mutual friend, Karina, Karina's son, Karina's family. And so in my mind, it is Juan. But how can that be if he's been gone for 5-7 years? Like, how is that possible? Facebook doesn't automatically send you a friend request, you know? I don't know. I just thought it's paranormal, so I thought I'd give you a call. Just another excuse to reach out to you guys, since I love you so much. I love your show. Thank you again for airing this, and have a great day. Tell me what you think. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'll tell you what I think.
Okay.
I think it's somebody who made the page. Because there's fake profiles of everybody.
I get them all the time. And people will say, even people post it, they say somebody's, you know, hacked my account or whatever, or has made a duplicate page somehow and don't accept a friend request. And so that's my guess. And sometimes they'll be doing it and they don't even know the person has passed away. They're just.
Yeah, because like on Instagram, I suddenly got all these people one day. They're like, I just got a friend following. You're following me. And I looked at the page because I thought you were already following me. And it's you and it's the picture you use, but it's a brand new one. I'm like, well, I didn't do it. Or yeah. Same on Facebook. So that would be my guess, because there are just really bad people in the world. Now, that said, I think that would be really, really creepy. And it would really bother me to get a friend request from someone I know who's passed away. That would really upset me.
It would. It absolutely would.
So, I mean, I totally get being upset by that. And that is creepy, creepy, creepy. But it just makes me think that somebody just, I don't know how they do that. Like, another one I don't get that they do, like, I'll get a message. I got a message from some guy today who's one of my Facebook friends, but it's not like we're friends. It was from being on the radio. I don't know this guy. But I got a message from him today, but it wasn't a real message. It's like, then they take over the account and they're sending you these fake messages. It's not even the person.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like it's from the person.
And the fact that they had these friends in common does make it sound like it was his original page. But I think you could still hack into somebody's original Facebook page.
Yeah, you can.
You know.
So I don't know. I don't know if it's
paranormal.
Think
it was. It wouldn't necessarily have to be a duplicate page at all. It could be that someone has actually hacked into their. Because best I can figure, Facebook never goes away, does it?
No, and I do know there's a way.
It's hard to get rid of them.
Yeah, I do know there's a way you can turn someone's page who's passed away into a memorial page, but the page is still there.
Yeah. You know, so I think my guess is someone hacked into his page.
That said, I still think it's creepy. I don't think it's paranormal, but I do think it's creepy.
I do too. I think it's very creepy.
I hate those assholes.
I do too.
I do. I really do. So if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. You can call it in 855-853-4802. You can write in the stories as well, realghoststoriesonline.com. You could also become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.